Hello everyone and good afternoon. I figured I would do a afternoon special instead of uploading in the morning like I normally do. But here we are today, our last one of New Jersey that I'm going to do before I move states. And this one is going to be on Alvin Turner. So Alvin has been missing since August 20th of 1978 from Newark, New Jersey. So it's N-E-W-A-R-K. I'm probably saying that wrong. Sorry in advance. But he is male. His race is black. Date of birth is April 18th of 1962. So he would be 57 right now. At the age of his disappearance, he was only 16 years old. Height was about 5'4" and weighed about 120 pounds. The details of the disappearance. So, Alvin was last seen in New Jersey on August 20th of 1978. He was with his four friends, Randy, Michael, Melvin, and Ernest. The five teens played basketball in Westside Park that evening, and they got into a pickup truck driven by Lee Anthony Evans, a local carpenter who hired them for odd jobs here and there. So Evans said that he dropped the boys off at 11 p.m. and Alvin and his friends have never been seen or heard from again. Authorities believed that they disappeared from the area of Clinton Avenue and Fabian Place. Probably said that wrong too, so sorry. Stick with me. Several days after the disappearances, one of the boys' mothers got a phone call from someone who knew where his whereabouts were, and what he said that he would tell her for $750. The call was traced to a payphone at Union Station in Washington, D.C. Police went there to investigate, but by the time that they had arrived, the caller was already gone. This individual has never been identified, and it is unclear whether they actually knew anything about the cases or if they were just trying to get money. So police believed that the boys had run away together, but their family members all said that that was uncharacteristic of their behavior. Michael had a minor police record from being involved in a fist fight, but Randy, Melvin, and Ernest and Alvin had never been arrested. All of them except Michael lived in Newark and were students in a local high school. Michael had recently moved to East Orange, New Jersey, and many of the teens' relatives are now deceased. Their social security numbers haven't been used since they went missing, and none of them have applied for a driver's license in any state. In March of 2010, Evans and another suspected, Philander Hampton, were charged with 5 counts of murder and arson in the missing teens' cases. So you can look up pictures of these guys as well. They do have their mugshots online. Authorities stated that there was a third suspect, Maurice, but he died of natural causes in 2008. The three men were cousins. So they think that all three were involved, but they were only able to charge two because one had passed away. Evans had been a suspect in the case at the beginning, but he passed at least one polygraph test, and the case went cold for decades owing to the lack of evidence. That they just didn't have any evidence at the time. Nothing was working out. Like, they just couldn't get any of it to come out. So it wasn't until a witness came forward in 2008 that the police were able to make progress in the investigation. Investigators believe the five teens were killed because Evans and Hampton thought that they'd stolen marijuana from them, and the men allegedly took the boys to an unoccupied house in the 200th block of Camden Street, forced them inside at gunpoint and restrained them, locked them in, and set the home on fire. The house burned to the ground and the fire spread to adjacent residences, and authorities do not know where the bodies are. They searched the site of the former Camden Street residence with ground-penetrating radar, but they found no evidence of human remains. In August of 2011, Hampton pleaded guilty to 5 counts of felony murder. He claims Evans orchestrated the crimes, and he stated the boys were confined to a closet and the closet's door was nailed shut. So he agreed to testify at his cousin's upcoming trial. Hampton was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his roles in the crimes. Going by 1978 sentencing and parole guidelines and taking into account the time he's already served awaiting trial, he could be released from custody in less than a year. He would also be given $15,000 after his release to assist with his relocation. Hampton testified against Evans at the Lathers trial in November of 2011, and he was the star witness. Evans defended himself and presented few witnesses. There was no physical evidence to link him to the crime, and Hampton is a career criminal and a drug addict. Evans was acquitted of all charges against him. So, they did get charged. I mean, that's a plus. But I think that is insane that he is getting $15,000 to relocate. Like, that just burns. Oh my gosh, I hate that. And it's awful because all of the family members of these kids that went missing, like, majority of their family has already passed away. So, like, it's super sad. And I wonder if the families at least got to see that these people got charged with murder. And it is so sad when the family doesn't have a body to bury, because now they are still considered missing because there's no body for the family to bury, even if they are gone. Like, there's just no way for the family to say goodbye. So I'm going to post a picture of Alvin. It is sad because there were 3 other kids in this case along with Alvin. They were all friends. And it's really sad because the person that drove them home, I'm sure, has that heavy on their heart. And I'm sure they still do. Because, I mean, they drove them home and was nice enough to give them a ride. And then after they dropped them off, they were taken. So I'm sure that that has been weighing on his heart for a long time. But very sad story, hard one to do, but thank you all so much for listening. And I will be back with another one before you know it. And I did notice that someone left me a rating, and I do really appreciate it, because now we are back up to 4.5 stars. So thank you so much. I know some people don't want to take the time to leave a review, and that is perfectly okay. If you want to just leave me a rating, I'm more than happy to have that. I'm just happy we hit our goal back at 4.5 stars. So let's see if we can keep it going, guys. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, that is where you can do that. Or if you listen on Anchor, you can leave me a voice message and let me know if you're okay with me putting it in the podcast. I think those are so cool. I may do that like once a month. If someone wants to send me one, I'll add them in once a month, and we'll just do a special little thing for all of my listeners and do a special podcast for you guys. And then if you have any missing person cases that you want me to hit, email me at missingpersoncaseswithchloe@gmail.com. I will be sure to look at those emails and respond to you, and then get to those if they're still missing by the time I get to that state. So thank you guys. I hope you have a blessed Thursday, and I will see you next time.